The EU now is imposing yet another round of sanctions. Coal is going to be proposed. The 27 member states have to sign off on that. Not oil and gas yet, yet the MEPs, the Fine Gael MEPs, are calling for that. Do you think it's just only a matter of time, Sean, before a decision will be made by the EU to impose an immediate embargo on on imports of Russian oil and gas?
I think, in fairness to the member states, they would love to be able to cut themselves off from dependency on Russian fossil fuels immediately. But we are in a very embarrassing situation where we are paying $1 billion per day to Russia for imported gas, coal and oil. As you said, we are now stopping importing coal, but that's only, what, $4 billion a year, which is tiny in the overall perspective. I would hope that they could move much quicker on oil, because oil is more available worldwide. And also, and that's why we are trying to emphasise this from Fine Gael's MEP's point of view, if enough pressure comes on, then I think they can bring forward the deadline by which they are going to stop importing gas. So we really need to keep the pressure on and look at every possible alternative, including LNG in the short term, and of course long term, renewables, which will make us completely independent. But that's going to take a bit of time. The war is on now, so we have to do everything we can to weaken Russia economically and to strengthen Ukraine militarily.
And where does that put the decision, forthcoming decision about the Shannon Estuary LNG gas project? It's something the government, I think, has been against. You've spoken about this to me in the past. Is there a need to ensure that goes through now?
It is more urgent now than ever, because we are going to need gas for 20 or 30 years. Gas is the cleanest of the fossil fuels. It can be utilised in due course for hydrogen, and that makes sense. Also, you look at Germany, and in fairness to them, they have decided to build two, if not three, LNG terminals at a cost of at least $1 billion. The LNG project in the Shannon will cost the state nothing. And you must also look at it from the point of view of we being Europeans. If Europe is to wean itself off Russian gas, then every alternative must be looked at. And if we do not avail of an opportunity to put in LNG, we will be getting gas from the North Sea, etc., which would be needed, particularly by countries in Europe that cannot put in an LNG terminal. So we would be playing our part to try and end Europe on dependency on Russian gas if we actually built an LNG terminal. And of course, we'd also be guaranteeing our own security supply. I mean, everybody now, with any bit of sense, has come out, including the regulator, saying that dependency on one pipeline from a non-EU country, the UK, if something goes wrong, we're in big trouble. Our lights go out. We have no heating. We'll probably have schools have to close down. Factories have to close down. That is not a sensible way to approach it. Now, we're all 100% in favour of renewables. If we could have them tomorrow morning, it would be great. But it's going to take time. So we must talk about transition. And this is where I disagree with the Greens. They do not want to talk about transition. We have to have a transition. We have renewables as quickly as possible, but in the meantime, we need gas and we need security of supply.